Hey, welcome to the very first episode of Kells Unfiltered. Today is December 1st, 2014. Before I get into anything, I want to give a big shout out to my girl Nizza. She does the beat to the intro, like, of my show. You could find her on soundcloud.com/simplyNizza, NZA. If you like what you hear and you want to, you know, hire her to do a beat for you, or, you know, work something out with her, you could hit her up on our email at Nizza's, NZAS beats at gmail.com. Again, it's Nizza's, NZAS beats at gmail.com. Thank you, my love. I love my beat. You did awesome. You did excellent. Check her out, please. You know, like, subscribe, share. You know, she is a beast. Like, she's awesome. So, please, check that out. For those of you who do not know me, which there are a lot of you who do know me, but for the very few who don't, at the moment, my name is Raquel. My friends call me Kells. And hence the reason for the title, Kells. And a lot of my friends will tell you that I have no filter. Hence the reason for the unfiltered. So, before I move on, I just want to let you guys know this is like me being as blunt and honest as I possibly can on here. So please do not take any offense to anything I say. I'm an asshole. That's who I am. So if you can't deal with that, please do not listen. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I don't want any sensitive Sallies or anything like that. So let's move on. For those of you who don't know, I'm 26 years old. I live in New Jersey. I'm a Jersey girl. Yeah. Represent East Side, whatever, East Coast. Tri-state area. I have two boys. Their names are Aiden and Jalen. Aiden's 3, Jalen's 5. They drive me crazy, but I love them with all my heart. I'll kill a motherfucker if they fuck with my kids. I'm a little psycho when it comes to them. I'm also married. I have a husband who also drives me insane. I think he drives me more crazy than my kids. Like, he acts like he's like my kid. Like, I'll go to the store and I'll come back and, like, I'll hear him teasing the kids. And I'm like, what the fuck? You're like 26. Like, there's no way I could birth a 26-year-old. I'm 26 myself. Like, what the fuck? Can you act like a dad instead of their brother? It's insane. It's like I have 3 sons sometimes. That's basically it. If you want to know more, you just hit me up and ask me. And, you know, I'll give you a shout out. And I'll, you know, read your question off and I'll answer it. Basically, my show is going to have different topics. You know, I'm going to have different things that I'm going to talk about every week. There are going to be recurring topics that I'm going to, like, we're going to tackle the recurring topics first. And then I'll just have, like, one main topic that I'll end the show with. And that'll be the topic of the day or whatever. But, one of the recurring topics is going to be wrestling. I am a big WWE fan. I love the WWE. I know a lot of people be like, oh, it's fake and blah, blah, blah. And I'd be like, oh, shut the fuck up. Like, okay, so what if it's fake? It is fake to a degree, though. Like, think about this for a second. These people get injured. Huh? I mean, how fucking fake is this shit then? I mean, they're getting injured. Sometimes I know they say they're injured and they're not, but, like, for the most part, some of them do get injured. So if they're injured, then it has to be real to a degree. I'm sorry. My favorite wrestler, as far as, like, old school who doesn't wrestle no more, would have to be The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin. Yeah, Yes. Give me a hell yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like, I love him. Do you smell what the Rock is cooking? Yeah. Oh, my God. Anyways, those are for my vets, like, that don't wrestle. Now, my vets that are wrestling and that are still in the game, I would have to say my favorite is Randy Orton. I love him. Oh, my God. His RKO, his, as Michael Cole would refer to as, like, vintage Orton when he does the DDT from, like, the second rope. Like, oh, my God. He just, but besides his wrestling abilities, he is just like, oh, my God. He makes me want to just, like, die. He's so beautiful. As far as newbies, I would have to say Dean Ambrose. He's insane. I love it. I love his craziness. His swag is just, it makes him sexy. Like, I love this new leather jacket with the hoodie and the jeans. And he be fucking going crazy in the ring. I love Dean Ambrose. I love him. Another newbie that I would have to say is one of my faves is Dolph Ziggler. He is on fire right now. He is kicking ass. He's awesome. I love him. And, it would have to be a tie between these two guys for third place for me. It would have to be Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns. I don't like Seth Rollins. I don't like him. I just don't like his character at the moment. He's heel as fuck. And he's just like, ugh. But he, like, from when he first came into the WWE, I'm like, yo, he is one to look out for. He is talented. He is the shit. And Roman Reigns. I'm not gonna lie. When he first came, I was just like, he is hot. And that's it. He's muscle. He, nothing. But as he started wrestling and as the time went on, he can really fucking wrestle. He does his thing. I love his spear. I love his power Superman punch. I mean, I love his little Superman kick. Like, he's a shit. I can't wait for him to come back. I think he got, like, a hernia or something. I don't know. So he's been injured and he's been out. So, yeah, people, he was injured. So if it was so fucking fake, then how the fuck he got injured? Yeah. Assholes. So that's one topic that we will be discussing, like, probably every week. Because I love wrestling. And if I have some wrestling fans, you know, want to hear what your thoughts on, you know, some of the wrestlers are. Some of your favorite wrestlers. You know, who would you like to see come back? Of course, CM Punk. But it doesn't look like he's coming back, so yeah, that's that. Another topic that I will talk about every week, and it looks like when I talk about it, I'm gonna be like very angry, is football. My team is not doing their thing right now. It's like they'll be doing good the whole fucking game, and like the last quarter, last type minute, they just be like, hey, yeah, come on, let's play for the other fucking team. It's insane. And if you don't know who the fuck I'm talking about, I am talking about the New York Giants, baby. I bleed blue all day, every day. I hate you, Eagle fans. You piss me off all the time. Always talking shit. And you Cowboy fans. And you fucking Patriot fans. And, anyways. I mean, I love the people, but I don't know why, but those fans, they talk the most shit. Fucking Eagles and the Cowboys. Why y'all talk so much shit? Oh no. Like, it pisses me off the most when the Eagles say something, like Eagle fans say something, because, like, when the fuck did you win a Super Bowl ring? Please tell me. Like, y'all niggas got ring pops. Like, bro, sit down somewhere. Like, seriously. It's like, no, why? Like, my team's been to the big game. We went to the big dance. And we've went, like, in this century, like, in this decade. Like, chill, bro. Giants, I'm a Giants fan all the way. I love the Giants. And, yeah. So, I will be discussing football with you guys. I am a girly girl, but as you can see, I like sports. as far as soaps, soap operas, I will be talking about that as well. It'll be another recurring topic. Update y'all on what's going on the big GH front, aka General Hospital. I think that's like the only soap opera that's like running right now. I think. Well, on ABC it is. I don't know about any other channels. So, that's that. I will be discussing music with you guys. I got NZA. Like, beat makers and stuff like that. Like, I like shit like that. But, not only that kind of music. I will also be discussing what they call music on the radio nowadays, I guess. That came out wrong. Actually, though. How it came out is how I meant it. The music nowadays, let's be honest, it's not lyrically stimulating to the brain at all. I mean, these people just have a catchy hook and a good beat. And they put it out and you people think this is music, and it's pretty sad because it's like music is not like it used to be. Like, you could vibe to that shit back in the day. Nowadays, it's just like, it's not, it's like you could vibe to it if you're drunk, but if you're sober, it's like, what the fuck is going on right now? Anyways, so we will be discussing music, movies, like what movies are coming out, you know, what I'm interested in seeing, what you're interested in seeing, what you're not interested in seeing, what you saw and you didn't like, what you recommend people to see. What, like, stuff like that. So, as far as movies are concerned, TV shows, it'll be another topic that I'll be talking about every week. Some TV shows that I watch are Snooki and JWoww, Are You the One, Faking It, Awkward, Parenthood, what other TV shows I've been watching? Orange is the New Black, which I can't wait for that to come out already. That's a Netflix original. I watch a lot of shows. New Girl, like Total Divas. I probably watch more. Right now I can't think off the top of the brain, but you know, we'll be talking about those shows, you know, what we thought of the episode, what was funny, you know, serious, blah, 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 things like that. Celebrity gossip, definitely. Who's smashing who in Hollywood? Who went crazy this week? Who's getting married? You know, who's dating? You know, things like that. Who punched who in the elevator this week? Nope. I don't know. That might be too soon. I don't know. I should never said that. Actually, no, I don't care. You know, things like that. Celebrity gossip. Gaming. Like, as far as Xbox, you know, the newest games, PS4, Wii U. I think, like, the hottest games already dropped. Call of Duty dropped, like, 3 weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken. 3 weeks ago. GTA, 2 weeks ago. Halo, like, the Master Chief Collection came out. I guess they remastered all the Halos and put it into one of this. So, like, all you assholes who paid $60 for each and every one, then went out and paid $60 all over again, like, just for them to put it all on one disc for you. Like, that's fucked up. That, honestly speaking, I think that's fucked up. But, whatever. It's hard out here to be a gamer nowadays. It's real expensive. I mean, it's crazy. We're also going to be discussing what's going on around the world. Like, a big thing that's on the news right now, for those of you who live under a rock, is the Mike Brown situation. The only thing I have to say about that right now, which I want to discuss this further probably our next episode, is, but what I want to say right now, and I have to get it off my chest, is I don't like how people make this a race thing. Like, I mean, I see why it would be made into a race thing, because of the simple fact, like, it's always a white cop or a white person or a Hispanic man that looks white, and there's always a black kid on the other end that's getting shot or dying. And I see that. I don't want people to think I don't see that part. I do see that part. But also, you know, what if the roles were reversed? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not always black and white. There are gray areas in life. And I just want people to understand, if you don't like what's going on in the justice system, get up and go out there, take your ass to school, and fucking get an education and go fix that shit. You be a part of the justice system. You don't like what's going on, you don't like the way things are being ran, then do something about it. Don't just sit around and fucking bitch about it. Just like you don't like who's your president. Did you go fucking vote? Like, do something. Be a voice. Be a part of this. So, that's one big topic that's going on, and I really want to discuss this more further next week. That's going to be our main topic next week. I also will be talking about S-E-X, which is sex, for those of you who don't know how to spell. Okay, so what kinds of things will you be talking about, Kels, with sex? I will be talking about, like, everything, okay? If your little ears can't deal with sex, don't like that topic, please not listen when I talk about sex, because that will be a topic coming up in the next coming weeks. The episode will be focused on sex. I'm talking about from anal to oral to vaginal, jacking off, fucking playing with the puss, like, all types of anything sex. I will be discussing it. That's something that I feel like needs to be discussed. Sex is very important. I mean, people don't understand the importance of sex. I mean, first of all, sex is a stress reliever. I mean, if you're stressing, go have some mind-blowing sex with your partner. And if you don't have a partner, call one of your booty calls and have sex with him. Or her, if you're a guy, or a girl, or if you're gay, whatever, call your partner. Either way, like, go have some sex. It's a stress reliever. When you're feeling aches and pains in your body, you might just need some sex. Believe it or not, some sex take you a long way. Just saying. Anyways, that's going to be a topic we talk about. Another big topic that I will be discussing in the upcoming weeks is drugs. And when I say drugs, I mean weed, which I don't see as a drug. It's like, you know, it's a plant, whatever. Anyway, that sounds stupid. But we'll be discussing drugs. Should weed be legalized? Why or why not? Like, that is a big topic that we will be discussing in the upcoming weeks. Another topic that I'll be talking about, but I'm going to wait to talk about this for when my cousin comes over, because it's going to be kind of like a debate, and this is where I want the viewers to get, like, you know, in tune with me, because this is a big topic, and, you know, he's against it, like, he doesn't believe in it, and I believe in it, so... And it's the Illuminati. Okay. I believe in all the conspiracy theories. I believe what they say. I know a lot of people are like, what? Are you serious? But yes, I do. I believe in the Illuminati. My cousin doesn't. I mean, this is a topic that me and him discuss every time we get drunk. And it's like, not a lot. I'm not an alcoholic. But, like, it gets really bad. He, he starts yelling and he gets so angry. But if you ever met him, he's, like, the most quiet, passive person in the world that you'll be like, you're lying. And I'm just like, no, bro. It gets serious when we bring up the Illuminati. So this is, a big topic that I really want to discuss. And, I look forward to talking about this topic. I'm going to have people come on to my show and, you know, do little debates like, you know, him. I'm going to try and get NZA in here so she could talk about her beats and, you know, what inspires her and stuff like that. Like I said in the beginning of the show, go check her SoundCloud out. She is awesome. Like, the way she puts it together, I don't know what she does. Like, the shit is fire, bro. So that's pretty much it for today. Actually, no, I'm lying. There's one more thing. Today is December 1st, the last month of the year, but it is also AIDS, World AIDS Day. You know, this is where you raise awareness. So people, please take to your social media, your Twitter, your Facebook, your Instagram, your YouTube, your, Pinterest, your Tumblr, whatever. Go on there and raise awareness for World AIDS Day. So people go get tested today. I mean, you can get tested any other day if you want, but you know, if you got a minute, go get tested today. This is, you know, this is a big thing that people don't take as seriously as they should. I mean, and you can get this through all types of sex. I mean, anal, vaginal, oral. You could get this through sharing dirty needles. I mean, this is killing people all over the world. Something interesting that I want to share with you guys, a little food for thought, and for those of you who don't know this, people that die that have the HIV or AIDS virus, the HIV virus or AIDS or whatever, their cause of death is never HIV or AIDS. I don't know if you guys know this, but it's weird. Like, cause of death will be like kidney failure or heart disease or, upper respiratory infection or upper respiratory failure or something like is, or cold. Nobody who has AIDS or HIV will ever die from the disease itself. It's, something interesting that I thought I'd share with you guys. If you didn't know that, now you know. So please, today's World AIDS Day, please be aware, please raise awareness, please let your neighbor know, go get tested, go out there, let the people know. I mean, if you're just becoming sexually active, please use protection. This is something that we want to stop from spreading. Like, we want to put an end to this. I know people personally who have had this and who have this. And when I say have had, you know, those people have gone to the other side. They passed. So, you know, they're not no longer with us. So that's that. And I know people to this, you know, who are alive today who have this. So, for those of you who want to be ignorant about the shit and be like, oh, I'm not going to hug that person because they got AIDS or something, or HIV, or like, don't be a stupid bitch. Like, seriously. You know, like, that's not how that, you know, we're in 2014. Let's be a little smart. Let's put our thinking caps on. Let's not be ignorant about this shit. That's pretty much it for today. I want to thank you for listening. Please, I will put some links. Like my Facebook. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. Like my, you know, follow me on Instagram, follow me on Twitter, please. I'm trying to grow a fan base here. I'm trying to, you know, put smiles on people's faces, give you something to think about, you know, open your mind up, you know, stimulate the brain, you know, be real with you and blunt with you as possible. That's pretty much it. I love you guys. Thanks for listening again, and I'm outie.